Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with City Manager Ron Fear of Manhattan, also Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Dave, did we have a phone call waiting? No? Yes?
I think they're calling back right now. Okay. I'll double check.
All right.
But we anticipate a phone call soon.
All right. Okay. Secretary Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. Taking your phone calls again. That's 785-537-1350.
Brady, we have a phone call waiting.
We have a phone call. All right, let's take it. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple suggestions and a question. The first you might want to jot down, Mayor. I've run this by about two or three other mayors in the past, and nobody bid on it. I thought maybe you would be the one that would see the value. First, if we have approximately 56,000 people in town, if everyone would pick up one piece of refuse a day, we'd have a pretty clean town soon. And if people quit throwing it out, it'd be even better. And then if everybody would just wave at everybody as they go by and smile, then we'd have a happy town. And then in the spring, if everyone would plant one flower, we'd have 56,000 flowers growing. So pretty soon we'd have a pretty town that was clean and happy. My next thing is, if we just stopped all zoning, we wouldn't have to have all these meetings and feasibility studies and questions and answers, because nobody would build a McDonald's up in Colbert Hills, and nobody would build a Colbert Hills house down in the core area of town. So the value of the property would dictate what's going in there, and we could shorten our meetings. Another thing is the cell phone thing being enforced. Commissioner Strawn, salute to Manhattan, his legacy to get the cell phone thing put in. The only town in the state of Kansas, it appears to me that we've got about 25% compliance. About every third car you see, somebody's talking on a cell phone. Have we quit enforcing it, or why don't we just wipe it off the books? Then we don't have to worry about it. I'll hang up and listen to the questions. Thank you. You're doing a great job.
You know, I think it's really important. I agree with you on picking up refuse and smile. I smile readily, and it usually elicits a smile from the other person, and planting a flower. And boy, it does matter, and that we all contribute to that effort. With regard to, I don't know, I don't think it's possible to stop all zoning. We're very dependent on it as. And if you look at this community and how it has grown over the years, it has made a big difference. There are other communities, and so I'm thinking of one community that allows commercial along every, what do you call them, collector practically, and how chopped up that community is with commercial and residential. And at least we have established a system of commercial nodes where we want commercial to grow and be a service to those in that surrounding residential area. And so that's been a plan that the city has had for a lot of years, at least since the 90s when I started becoming familiar with it. Cell phones, you know what? It's kind of like dog licensing. How do you enforce it? We have some signs. They're very subtle signs, but so I'd like to increase and improve the visibility of the signs and have it in more prominent. But I don't remember having a. We passed that ordinance by petition, so it's in place, and I'm really proud of our community that we did that. But I don't know how to enforce it in a bigger way. So maybe we need a little education campaign of some kind that would cause our residents. I think it matters that we tell our guests about, you know, then there are guests that, visitors that, you know, don't know anybody here. But I think it's important to warn them. And I do think it's important to at least give people a warning, especially when they're in an accident or going too fast and on a cell phone. I think there are reasons that we need to enforce that, because if you get away with it time after time, the person will just keep doing it.
Right, and eventually you're just going to hurt yourself or someone else. So that's the biggest thing with driving and messing around with your phone. I was thinking about, you can joke, just make an app on your phone. That way when people are driving around, they'll see it on their phone. But it is a serious thing that distracted driving, it can be very dangerous, extremely dangerous.
I recommend those in-car phones, whatever they're called, in the different models. Mine, I have a Chrysler, so mine's called Uconnect, but it's a Bluetooth.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it, I think as technology increases, and both in the mobile phones and in the vehicle, where maybe the vehicle doesn't start until your phone is connected to it, so that different aspects of technology that force you to do things that maybe get you out of your initial comfort zone of ways to do it, but you can just speak to it to just like you do some of your phones now. You speak commands, and so. I think that'll come along. I do think, the enforcement aspect of it does belong to the police department. The whole aspect of distracted driving, I think the percentages there of cell phone use contribution to accidents is rising everywhere, and in some cases serious injury accidents from distracted driving. Because of cell phones, whether they're still texting, we have those laws certainly in place. So those are aspects that are difficult and continuing to educate. But the caller's right. We're the only city that has required hands-free driving in the city limits, and that's not something that's on the state driving test. So you don't really know that. Now you're not supposed to text while driving. It's on the state test. So those are some of those challenges, but I think it's just that aspect. We want you to try and be more aware when you're driving in the community. But it does take enforcement to ensure that that happens, and noticing we're limited to what we can put on the state highway, which the state controls the signage regulations at all our intersections. And so that's our challenge, and how deeply do we penetrate that aspect. And maybe that technology will give them a voice message when they come across the city limit line that says, welcome to the city of Manhattan. We drive safely, hands-free only. We're ways from that, but I think it could get there. Back to the zoning question about eliminating zoning. We have I think a strength of Manhattan is that we've always had a strength in planning. We have a comprehensive plan we have had for decades from the modern zoning, and the whole aspect of that is people have a certain expectation if they're making an investment in a particular property, that it's going to be located in an area where they, not to say that area can't be rezoned, but they have, at least when they buy it, they can look at a zoning map and say, here's the expectation and here's what the comprehensive plan says is going to happen here in the future. And so if we're following our comprehensive plan, they have an expectation that they've made a good solid investment into why they wanted to build either their home or their business in a particular area.
Very good. Very good. You know what? Let's go ahead and take another break. We come back, we'll talk more about tonight's City Commission meeting, including talking about some tax issues, talking about TIF, talking about IRBs. What do those mean? We'll tell you on the other side of the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.